Oh, King Cole was a merry old soul. Yes, a merry old soul was he.
Oh, bring me my pipe, and bring me my bowl, and bring me my fiddlers three.
Old King Cole's Treasure Hunt, a radio play in 7 episodes. Episode 4, Land Ho!
Welcome to the land of Old King Cole. Old King Cole was a merry old soul, but not anymore. Things have been going badly and have made him a thoroughly miserable old soul. But at least he now has something to keep him occupied. Old King Cole and Jim Ladd have solved all the clues to Jim Ladd's treasure map. They've gone to Bristol and chartered a fine ship and an even finer captain for the voyage to Booty Island. Captain Scarlet and the first mate, Elaine Marley, have welcomed most crew members aboard, but are still waiting for the navigator and his two friends.
Morning, Captain Scarlet. Morning, Elaine. We be Blind Pew, the navigator, Pegnose Pete, and Red Rackham, reporting for duty.
Did you get lost?
No, we be meeting an old shipmate in the Spyglass Tavern.
Long John, we be chatting about old times.
Not Long John Silver, the notorious one-legged pirate.
No, Long John Silica. He be the captain of a sand barge.
Why have you brought all those weapons? This is a peaceful voyage.
We be going to Tortuga. Cutlasses, daggers, pistols and grappling irons be compulsory.
Yes, but we're not stopping in Tortuga.
Can't be too careful. Who knows, we might try to stow away.
The other sailors you recommended are on the main deck.
Lucky Davy Morgan in the scuppers.
One with the eye patch.
The wooden arm.
The hook.
The wooden leg.
And the Zimmer frame, looker.
Aye, you should have seen the state of the shark.
Ron Cutthroat Barber.
He be by the mainmast, with all his scurvy shipmates.
Ugly bunch, aren't they?
Sailing a ship ain't a beauty contest. There be no time for combing your hair and whitening your teeth, when the waves be 40 feet high, and the wind be blowing a force 11.
11? Does it go that high?
It do where we be going.
I think I need to get another packet of seasickness pills. Avast behind, moorland lovers.
You must be Dr. Crippin and Nurse Gladys.
Dr. Foster, not Dr. Crippin.
Sorry, must be a typo.
Did you have a good journey here?
Not. Nobody told me to get to Bristol. I had to come through Gloucester. It was bucketing down again and I fell into an enormous puddle right up to here. Above my wallet. Same puddle as last time.
Have you brought all your equipment?
I've got enough pills, lotions and potions to sink a battleship.
We won't need that many. The Wigan Pier is only a small ship and needs to stay afloat until we reach the Caribbean.
And we've got a year's supply of spare body parts. Wooden legs, wooden arms, wooden teeth and wooden heads.
And hopefully you won't need them.
I've allocated you cabins on the port side.
The posh side. Excellent. I'll just pop back down the gangplank for the rest of my luggage.
Dr. Foster?
And the gangplank's on the other side.
You seem to like the water.
He hates it. I'll see if he needs the kiss of life.
Remind me not to fall in when Nurse Gladys is around.
Is that everyone?
Yes, when Nurse Gladys carries the doctor back on board, we're all aboard for a trip round the lighthouse.
Pay attention, shipmates. As you all know, this is a top secret voyage to find buried treasure. So I don't want any careless talk about doubloons and pieces of eight. You never know who might be listening, especially the Mysterons and Captain Black.
Not the Mysterons.
Keep your voice down, Elaine. Tell the crew to carry on.
Finish stowing the stores and then batten down the hatches. We could be in for a rough voyage. We're just popping ashore. Does anyone else want seasickness pills?
Not long after, just abaft the forecastle.
Gather round close, me hearties. This be for our ears only. What do you want to know, Pegnose?
When are we taking over the ship?
Tonight, at 4 bells.
D-
Don't be so hasty, shipmates. There'll be no point in taking the ship till we get to the island. Better let Captain Scarlet and the others do all the hard work in sailing there. We be relaxing and enjoying the cruise.
But for how long?
Wait for the signal. When the Eldsman shouts out, "Land ho, there be Booty Island," we draw our cutlasses and give no quarter to anyone.
We be ready for the signal.
We have an accord. Let's do our special handshake.
Four weeks went by quickly. They do when we're having fun. The good ship Wigan Pier made a brief stop in Torretiga for some retail therapy and to allow the crew to do all the touristy things. Captain Scarlet then sailed deeper into the Caribbean, guided by Blind Pew and his special compass.
If you wish to listen to the rest of the episode, then please press the button on your browser.